It is Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up. Fulham up next at Anfield this Saturday afternoon. I've got Josh, Mick and Cav ready to get stuck into this one. We will touch a little bit on Atletico Madrid as well, I'm sure, and we will have a call a little bit later in the show. But Cav, Liverpool should have their tails up. It is two wins on the spin, and I think the weekend presents a really good opportunity to make that three.
Couldn't ask for any more, could we? Really? Really needed the wins, really needed to look attractive, look like we were going to score goals, momentum, energy, you know, really take the season on after what's been, you know, a couple of draws, and it's you've still got doubts and transfer windows shut now. But I think after those two games, I think there's reason for optimism. It doesn't make a difference, spring in your step, a couple of wins. And could we have asked for a better fixture, really? You know, with all due respect to Fulham, and I have got a lot of respect for them, they lost three games on the bounce. We should be beating them anyway, in whatever the circumstances are. But I just felt at Anfield the other night, we looked a bit more expressive, and it looked like we could be imaginative, and it looked like we had options, and it just looks a lot better. So, Saturday 3 o'clock, what are we going to do with ourselves? It's great, isn't it? You know, there's every reason, you know. So there's the whole thing about that, just in general, about how looking at it. But and you should always, you know, back Liverpool at home and that. But I think we've seen enough signs with a couple of the new players coming in that we can be excited about. You know, the new, if you can't get excited about Bradley Barkley, then football ain't for you. And I think that we've got a number nine who's starting to put the ball in the goal. It doesn't half help. I think we're going to see Florian at his best position, and we've got lads who can play on the right-hand side, which everyone was scratching their head about a couple of weeks ago, and now it looks like we've got a couple of lads who can play and that balance on the right-hand side. And so, and then everyone who thought the captain of Barcelona couldn't actually play football turns out actually can.